quick shout out to our co-producer, Eric Weisberg, and our incredible community who keep it real in the DMs and ask the questions you all want to know. In this episode, I teach you my step-to-step debt repayment plan, so make sure to grab a pen and paper. I say that, but just go ahead and do that right now. And where to focus in terms of investments, retirement or a rental property. Hey, budgeters, I'm your host, AJ Schneider, coined the Money Mom, and you're listening to Everybody's Bad with Money. All right, today we're diving into a question from an Instagram follower about how to prioritize lots of goals. And I love this question. She said, what's your advice if you're paying off debt, investing in a Roth IRA, and want to build a rental portfolio? So without knowing much context at all, where do we even begin, right? So we always say that personal finance is personal, and there's so much here that I don't know. Like, do they have enough income to support their lifestyle? So if they don't have enough income to support their lifestyle, I mean, before you can even consider paying off debt and investing in retirement, we got to get your income up. So let's just say hypothetically, since they didn't bring that up, that they make enough money to support their lifestyle, enough money where they want to start investing and they want to cut down their debt. So the first place I would start is definitely in the debt repayment plan. We're going to focus on moving whatever high interest debt they have to a 0% balance transfer card. So if there's like two routes, right? So let's say they apply for the balance transfer card and they don't get it because they don't have enough debt to credit ratio, then we will focus on paying off enough debt so that when they reapply for a balance transfer card, they can transfer over the remaining debt on high interest. If they apply and they get approved, then we're going to move that money over. We're going to figure out what they owe in the period of the balance transfer promotion. So if it, let's just say they get a Discover card at 21 months, then they will pay off the debt within 21 months. Then if they weren't able to transfer over all their debt, we will focus on the high interest debt first, creating a payment plan, repayment plan to pay off that debt while paying off the other 0% balance transfer card in 21 months. Now, something that we teach, it's a little complicated, so I want you to hold on for your seats, grab a pen and paper, and stay with me. So we focus on one debt at a time. So one of the top five things that people do wrong when paying off debt, they get $1,000 and they put a little on one card and a little on another card and a little on another card. And basically you're just covering your interest. So what we do is we have you get extra money from your income. Like let's say it's $200 a month. Then we try and lower all of your minimum monthly payments on all of your debts so that we can just focus on one card. So this is where I want you to get a pen and paper. So let's say you have three credit cards. So you just applied for a 0% balance transfer card and you were able to transfer over $6,000 from Discover with a 21 months to pay it off. So $6,000. Now what's remaining on the Chase card is $3,000. And what's remaining on the Bank of America card, let's just say, is $1,000, okay? So we have $6,000 on the Discover card at 0% interest. We have the Chase card that is 27% interest. That's $3,000. And the Bank of America card is 29% interest, but it's $1,000. So what are we going to focus on? So you're going to find extra money in your income. And we're going to take that for your debt repayment plan. And so we're going to pay the minimum on your Discover card. For you to pay off your Discover card in 21 months at $6,000, what's that? 6,000 divided by 21, that's $285 a month. So we need to make sure you have $285 a month. But what we're going to do is we're really only going to pay like $40 a month on that Discover card. And we're actually going to take the other $245 and we're going to put it towards the Chase card. But AJ, why would you do the Chase card before the Bank of America card? Because the Bank of America card has higher interest. Well, The Chase card, even though it has slightly less interest than the Bank of America card, you're paying more interest because it's a higher balance. So I want to tackle the Chase card first, then the Bank of America card, then the Discover card. So we're taking that $245 and we're putting it onto the Chase card. You also found an additional $200 in your budget, and you're going to go ahead and put that onto the Chase card as well. So now we have an additional $445 to put on that Chase card. You also have the minimum monthly payment. Let's say the minimum monthly payment is $55. So now we have $500 to put towards that Chase card. So you're going to focus on the Chase card and only the Chase card. So 3,000 divided by 500, it's going to take you 6 months to pay that card off. Now there's obviously a little bit of interest, so it might take you 6.5 months. It'll take you 6.5 months to pay off the Chase card. But let's just say there's, for simplicity, it takes 6 months. Okay, in the interim, you've been slowly paying off the Discover card at $40 a month towards the Discover card. Now we're going to take that $500 and we're going to pay off your Bank of America. But guess what? You've been paying off your Bank of America card. So there's a little bit less, but you are still paying interest. So let's just say for simplicity, after 6 months, you have a balance of $800. Okay, well now we have the $500 plus whatever the minimum monthly payment for the Bank of America card is. Let's say that's 20. So you have $520 to pay off the Bank of America card. So 800 minus 520, $280. You can pay that off in a month and a half. There we go. Bada bing, bada boom. So in 8 months, you are 2 credit cards debt-free. 2 months by taking, basically you're repurposing debt. So this is something that like I can teach you, yes, pay 1 credit card at a time off and blah, blah, blah. But really a really fantastic debt repayment plan enables you to take other debts and put that money. So like, for example, I have clients who have loans, personal loans or student loans. So I say, okay, well, you're going to have to pay off the student loans come August. So why don't we pretend that you're paying them now? And we're going to take that $300 that you would have naturally put towards those student loans that you aren't paying, and we're going to put that on another debt. I think that's like the best way of putting it. So now you're taking, you're tackling one debt at a time. And then as soon as that debt's done, you go and tackle the next debt. But the difference between what I'm teaching versus the snowball method or the avalanche method is that you're trying to repurpose your debt so that you're in your mind that there's a one number that goes towards debt and you pay off one card with that or one debt with that, and then you move to the next debt with the same amount of money plus the minimum monthly payment you were putting towards that first debt. The number one anxiety I hear from people is that they feel like they don't know where to start. The thing about money is it's emotional. And when we're trying to find solutions while emotionally charged, we end up ordering takeout, feeling like a failure, and watching our favorite binge-worthy TV shows. Am I right? But here's the good news. There is absolutely a better way. Say hello to our groundbreaking course designed to change the game for you. Access 70 plus video guides, weekly live sessions with me and my team, workbooks, and a supportive community to keep you accountable. With this comprehensive program, you'll not only know exactly how to start, but you'll have the clear roadmap of where you're going and how to get there. Stay tuned for more exciting details on how you can join the program and transform your financial journey. Now, let's get back to the episode. Going back to this initial question, I've gone off tangent, but I think this is really important and I will keep talking about this because this is like the core piece that we do in our debt repayment plan with our clients. How do you start if you want to do all these things? I mean, you have to have a debt repayment plan because what happens is that your debt repayment plan becomes a monthly bill. So people are like, I have all these bills I have to pay. It's like, yeah, well, you get to live in a home and you get to have electricity and you get to pay, you get to have a cell phone. Like you get to change your mindset around oh, I have a $500 debt repayment plan. I get to do that because that enables me to eventually be able to do a lot more with my money, like buy homes and invest. But right now, you have to pay off the debt because you're spending hundreds, if not thousands of dollars a month in interest or a year in interest. And there's no return on this investment. It's not an investment. It's a sinking hole and it makes you feel like garbage. Whereas I have debt, I have two mortgages and for 4.5 years I had a 0% balance transfer card paying off one of my debts, but I didn't feel indebted. I have student loans. I don't feel indebted. I feel empowered. And that's the difference. So you want to have a debt repayment plan first. That's like number one. Then I think bar none, you got to focus on retirement, right? Like that's not an option because it's great to have rental portfolio. It's great to have that residual income if that's what happens for you. But, you know, rental property is a risk. You can get this incredible deal on the coast of blah, 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 and then there's a hurricane and you're out of a home. So, or you can have like the shittiest, most horrible tenants and they destroy your apartment. They destroy the home that you have rented out to them and insurance doesn't cover all the mess. Or you buy a property, it looks great on paper, you buy it and then you have to fix all the plumbing or the HVAC system breaks. So I would say for the financial stability, debt repayment first, then retirement. Absolutely. Getting really clear on how much you can save per month towards retirement. And again, making that a reoccurring monthly payment, a non-negotiable, a bill, quote unquote, whatever that means for you, where it's just that's how much you put towards retirement and that's it. And also I would definitely, if you're in a position where you're saving a sizable amount towards retirement and you don't know what that looks like in your long-term planning, then you should definitely be working with a financial planner in some capacity and figuring out your strategy towards long-term financial success. Once you feel that you have that baseline, then I would say, sure, definitely go look into a rental real estate portfolio. There's different ways you can do that. You can invest into mutual funds that are just real estate focused, or you can go ahead and buy properties. But there's so much logistics. I had a client, this was like, it's very frustrating for me when I want to help people. This is like, that's my favorite way to make money is if I'm helping people or servicing someone. And it's tough when you work with clients who just don't want to do the work. And I had this client in Heal Your Relationship with Money who didn't have the financial baseline for security and stability. And so they were renting, they were building a property to rent it, but they owed taxes, their finances were not in a good place business-wise and personally. And so it felt so overwhelming for them that like we couldn't do anything. We couldn't get anything done. We couldn't create a debt repayment plan. We couldn't create retirement strategy because they were so inundated with the business that real estate, because it is a business. If you're getting into real estate, it's a business. You need to treat it as such. It can't be muddled in with your personal finances. And it was so muddled that like I couldn't help her. I couldn't do anything for her until she like dusted the cobwebs of like months and months and years of tax issues, but months of personal and business finances to separate the two. And I just don't think that it was capable and wanting to do that work, which I totally get because it's so overwhelming. And so you want to make sure that like your debt is covered. You're taking care of your debt. You're protecting your future by investing in retirement and then go ahead with other investments. Like that would definitely be the hierarchy of needs that I would do in this situation. I went all over the place, but I think we got to a really clear point that like you need to take care of your home first before you can start to expand into other areas. And the simpler your personal finances are and like the more straightforward they are, then making investment decisions becomes so much easier. Like I always say, I'm like, once you have an emergency fund, like you never have to do that again. And even if you take out a sizable amount of that emergency fund, you always have like a cushion that makes it easier to build wealth. So I can dive deeper into this and show graphs and images. Just sign up for our weekly newsletter, learn about the best accounts and the credit cards to have, stay up to date on relevant news and tangible tools to help you be your best financial self. Because we believe that financial wellness is one of the main pillars of disease in our country, in our world. And there's absolutely no reason to not be financially successful with the right tools, the right information, and a little bit of desire and determination. So thank you for listening to Everybody's Bad with Money. This podcast was produced by me, AJ Schneider, and Eric Weisberg. Music was also created by Eric. Until next time, happy budgeting. Ready to take control of your finances and embrace abundance? That sounds so amazing. Our signature program, Heal Your Relationship with Money, has transformed hundreds of lives over the last 3 years. And I actually feel like it's more than hundreds. We've had hundreds of people take the program, but every person who has taken it and completed it and implemented the process and the methodologies impacts every person in their lives. So really, we're looking at thousands of lives. With over 70 video tutorials, live sessions, workbooks, and a supportive community, you'll gain clarity and confidence like never before. Enrollment opens soon and spots are very limited. Don't miss this opportunity to transform your financial journey. Head over to beyondthegreencoaching.com to learn more and secure your spot. Let's make your financial dreams a reality together. I am there holding your hand the entire way. Thank you for being a part of this amazing community. Until next time, keep thriving and happy budgeting.